This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I'm so glad and honored and thrilled to be here with you guys today. You know, if you're drinking a cup of coffee, hey, sit back, relax, enjoy that cup of coffee, and let's get started. But I want to say this as well. You know, we have so many thousands upon thousands of listeners that listen to us all over the globe, and I'm honored that many from Taiwan to Malaysia, we have them in Germany, we have tons of people in Switzerland, Canada is like our best friend. We have so many subscribers there. We have them all over the globe, and especially here in the beautiful United States of America. So I'm honored and thrilled each one of you are listening to this today or maybe in the future. So thank you as always. And I thank God that there's so many people who are hungry for the things of the kingdom, but they don't want religious with it. Don't want religious traditions with it. And the truth is, I'm a kind of person that I love to be able to display and bring forth the kingdom of God without being religious. Because, you know, it's those religious traditions that make the word of God of none effect. I want things to work for me, not against me, right? I don't want to find things working and counteracting things that, you know, that I'm trying to manifest and do in my life, knowing that those traditions are destroying everything that I'm believing for, you know, and seeing in these miracles and the miraculous of every day of our lives. So I'm glad and honored and thrilled you guys are with me today. So with all that being said, I am going to talk about today finding yourself in the now moment. Finding yourself in the now moment. Some of the things I've come to the realization on throughout my years of ministry is understanding really how to find myself. Now, let me explain this to you guys as well. I am not the kind of person that Christ follower that thinks like, you know what, you got to look around and find yourself because you don't know who you are inside of you. The truth is, everything you need in this entire world, from the moment you were born to the day you die, is already in you. God said, I've already given you all things that pertain to life and godliness, correct? But some of the things that we tend to look for in finding ourselves is not the fact we're looking for ourselves externally, because nothing externally actually makes you. However, when we deal with the fact of awakening things within us, sometimes within our external point of view, those things that are out from us can trigger things in us that awaken things about us. And so this is what I want to bring forth today, is really learning how to find yourself in this now moment. Find yourself today. And once again, you're not finding yourself outwardly, but you are trying to be able to navigate through this world to find where you need to board, what train you need to board on, and just take that train all the way. Because a lot of times people don't know exactly where they are within their life. So that's why I'm targeting this sort of type of teaching today. And one of the things I want to explain to you is this. I would say, first rule of thumb is keeping your vision alive. And you might say, well, wait a minute, hold on, start from scratch. Let me explain this to you. When you got to keep your vision alive, if you say to yourself, I really don't have a vision. Remember the Bible says what? Without a vision, the people perish. What that means and what it looks like is you're limited. That's why you walk around trying to, you know, find yourself, find life, find this, find that. I don't know what job I'm supposed to be, you know, working, you know, for. I don't know exactly, you know, who I'm supposed to marry. I don't know exactly where I need to live. If you're questioning all those things out of that point that I'm bringing forth, which is keeping your vision alive, then let's start from scratch. Because I want you to begin to really wrap your mind around the fact that, you know what, he's right. I don't have a vision to keep alive. Therefore, maybe I don't even have a vision. And if the Bible does say without a vision, people perish, let me explain something to you. Many, I'm going to say religious traditional people, tend to find themselves at a place where I'm going to pray real hard and God will give me a spouse. God will give me a vision. God will give me this. Let me tell you something, folks. You're not dealing with a sugar daddy. I'm going to be very honest and blunt with you. You're not dealing with a sugar daddy that if you're sweet and kind and nice, you can twist his arm by sweet talking him. That's not how the kingdom of God works. And the Bible never says God will give you the vision. It says, without a vision, my people perish. Notice how he says my people. So what he means by that is this, is people, get your own vision. Will I begin to help you to mold it? Absolutely. Will I begin to help you to discover and maybe move in more revelation through that vision? Absolutely. But folks, you have to remember, the Bible says that that we are drawn. In other words, we're called. We're the one that takes the step first. Because it says, draw nigh to me, and I'll draw nigh to you. So God is letting you know right off the bat, hold on, your first step is admittance. Your first step is your action. Your first step is actually your first step. So he says, draw close to me, and I'll draw close to you. What that means is, it doesn't mean God is far off. It doesn't. God is in all things. However, what God is saying to you is, when you're hungry and thirsty, the Bible says if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, that you will be filled. So can you imagine if we take that universally? That means that if I hunger and thirst after anything, I'm going to be filled because I will seek and I will find. I will knock and the door shall be open. And so therefore God is saying, when you're desperate enough to want change, guess what? You'll create change. And then you'll ask for my help in navigating through that change of how I want it to look for you in your life. That's the kingdom of God. He's saying, you draw near to me first. Like, in other words, you cultivate something. Tell me about yourself. You know, God is not going to sit here and say, let me tell you who you are. I remember putting on Facebook the other day something very interesting, and it says, hopefully those people are not listening. If they are listening, hey, we love you, but I'm going to call you out on this. And that is, I put on Facebook the other day, I said, you know, who am I? I said, describe yourself without a name, a title. You know, what do people say about you? And most people are like, I'm just me, you know, or I'm powerful, I'm this and this and this. And then one person tend to put on there, they said, I am who God says I am. Now that sounds beautiful. Let's just be real, but it sounds beautiful to say, I am who God says I am. But can I be honest with you? That's a cop-out. I'm sorry, it's lame cop-out. Because the fact that what you're doing is, I have no clue, but I'm going to blame it on God. That's what you're saying. I don't know who I am, but I'm going to sound religious about it to make it sound like it's great. My question to you would be this. If you're the one saying, I am who God says I am, then tell me what God says you are. But also tell me what's even more important than that. You might be like, oh God, there's nothing more important than what God says about us. Let me tell you something. There actually is. What's more important than what God says about me is that I believe and I have the revelation about the things God says about me. Did you just get that? So there actually is something more important than what God says. And that is, what's more important is, do I believe? Do I wrap my brain around? Can I receive? And I move into the very thing that God said about me. Because here's the key thing. You can say to yourself all day long, what's what God, I am who God says I am. Well, that's great and wonderful, but you're not. That doesn't define anything. And my question would be, if you're going to use that excuse, then you're leaving out the pinpointed details and the outline of what he says about you and how you see it and how you believe that that's you. You see what I'm saying? And so when we look at life and we're trying to find ourselves, don't find yourself using lame excuses. I am who God says I am. You know, I'm hidden away in Christ. Those are nothing more than plain, cheap excuses, because if you're hidden away in Christ, or if your identity is hidden away in Him, then you, more than anyone on this planet, should be able to have a long list of those definitions of what your identity is if it's hidden away in Him, because He knows who He is. He has all these different names in the Bible. He can tell you what these names mean. He can tell you, we've seen God move out on these names in action. So once again, lame excuse, set it aside. Tell me your identity that's hidden away in His identity. Because you should have a stronger identity than anybody. But don't give me the lame excuse of, well, I'm hidden away. My identity is hidden away in Christ. Lame excuse. I am who God says I am. Lame excuse. I'm going to be honest with you. Because you should know more detail than anyone else on this planet. Right? Who got that? So finding yourself means this: cultivating a powerful vision. And how do we do that? We look around us. We look around us every single day. We look around us to see who exactly is consistent in our lives. My question would be this: why are they consistent in your life? Then the next point I would say is this: if they're consistent in your life, why are they hanging around you? Think about it. Like, why are they hanging around me? There's got to be something there that about you that is healthy, that is powerful, that is keeping their attention, that is drawing them to a place of wholeness and healthiness, hopefully. And so you got to begin to realize, you know, if I'm trying to find my vision and find myself in the sense of whatever's coming out of me, because my spirit knows who I am, but my flesh tends to not. So whatever is coming out of me unconsciously that I'm not aware of, that's obviously sustaining my relationship. relationships, sustaining my job, or sustaining my finances, or sustaining something or all things around me, what is the consistent flow that's coming out of me sustaining these things? Because that's part of your identity always flowing out. And from it always flowing out, that means you need to tap into the thing that's flowing out of you. Because it's letting you know, I'm operating, here I'm still operating, you know, from your spirit. This is what your Holy Spirit would say. Hey, I'm operating out of your spirit, pouring forth out of your identity from from the inside of you. But it's unfortunate that your mind doesn't grasp what's coming out of you. And that's what we can be sometimes deceived by it, because our brain tends to deceive us because we're not in tune. I always say that's why there's a importance about a body-soul connection, because we're not in tune with that which lies within us, not lies as in telling a dirty lie, but what sits in us, what is stirring and brewing within inside of us. And so sometimes our mind can deceive us of not even knowing what's coming out of us and what needs to flow out of us. Because the more consciously you're aware of what is pouring out of you, the more that flow will become a raging river. Because out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, not streams or little trinklets here and there. It's rivers. And when I'm consciously aware of the rivers flowing out of me, that's obviously sustaining my world around me, then that should show me right off the bat that something there knows what it's doing. And so first of all, I would say this. If you don't know how to keep your vision alive, I would say this. Then look inside your lives. Look inside the lives of other people. Look inside the things around you that is consistent, that is growing, that is producing. And notice right then at that moment, be aware of the fact that how is it growing from out of me? How is it growing or being sustained from me? Because if you're in a relationship, it's obviously being sustained by something that you are doing with them and they're doing with you, and it's obviously something that you're that's coming out of you that you want to know more about. Why? Because you should respect those people enough to know what you're giving them, what's coming out of them, what's coming out of you to them. Think about it. And so your spirit is always flowing still. I'm still going from glory to glory. My spirit is always still saying, feed me, God, and it's always flowing and it's moving in the kingdom. Why? Because the kingdom of God is within us. And if the kingdom of God is within us, that means there's a flow of consistency coming out of the kingdom from the depths of inside of me, flowing out. And you should respect yourself enough to tap into that to find out exactly what is coming out of you, what it is to define who you are within that flow. Right? So through that, I would say this to you. Look on your external world. Notice the consistencies. Notice the things you find yourself not just good at doing, not like saying, hey, I'm good at jump roping, I must be a professional jump roper. No. I love to run, I might as well get into the Olympics and run a marathon. The idea for you is this, is understanding the difference between your hobbies versus the flow of truth that is sustaining your world, that is enlightening people around you, bringing people in your job to a place of favor and blessing constantly. It's those rivers you want to tap into, because that's where you find yourself, because yourself is still flowing out of those rivers every day, but you're not aware of it. Respect yourself enough to dive into that. That's why when the Bible says, without a vision, people perish, what that means is this. You cultivate a vision. You draw nigh to God with a vision. You draw nigh to God of what you of your limited supply of what you have perceived, what you've come across, what you've marinating in, what you have discovered about you. And then once you do, guess what? Then God will draw near to you in the sense of adding the flavor of God, adding what He wants to add to it to make it even bigger, more expanded with your life. Why? Because we've got to remember, if we sit back expecting God to do all this stuff, while you're sitting back saying, oh, Lord's going to send me some money, I just know it's going to be the greatest miracle, I just know He's going to just send me money by me not doing anything, then you're taking the Bible, you're throwing it out in the street and saying, I don't want to obey the Bible, I'd rather just look at God as a sugar daddy, because the Bible says this. It says, first of all, cultivate and develop a vision. Second of all, seek, knock, ask. Third of all, you hear of Jesus sending the disciples out. So there's an action there. You got to begin to go out, right? So if you're not doing these things, don't expect God to do His thing. Because you've got to remember, you reap what you sow. Where are you sowing? If you haven't sown into discovering, if you haven't sown into with action, if you haven't sown by the energy that comes out of you of seeing where it's what is touching and what it's ministering to, then guess what? You can't expect God to add His part. Because there's a universal law that says what you sow, you reap. So if you're gonna, if you want to find out your vision, if you want to find out all these things, do what I've recommended. Discover your life consistency. Find out what's healthy coming out of you in all these paths I've mentioned to you. And when you do, dive into that. Find out what's been flowing out of you the whole entire time, because your identity's been flowing out of you, your authenticity's been flowing out of you, but you're not aware of it because you're not paying attention to it, because you're too busy begging God to give something to you. When God's like, look, it's flowing out of you already. I've already given you all things pertaining to life and godliness. Why are you asking me for stuff that's already flung out of you? Why are you asking me for stuff that's already in you? Aren't you? I would consider that a wasted prayer, right? So what I would recommend for each one of you is to do what I've recommended, and that is seek your life. Seek out your life with your consistency. Find out, if you have to do interviews, interviewing people around you that's been in your life for years, do that. Say, hey, you know what, can we just talk for a minute? Tell me what drew you to me. Tell me what you find is ministering to you about me or through me. What do you find makes you feel safe, secure, or strength when you're around me? It could be they say, hey, your positivity. Really? You know, I mean, you know, it could be anything. You know, your sense of making me feel like I'm communicating with my mother or my father when I'm around you. So, you know, therefore there's a fathering or nurturing ability around you that's flowing out of you. The thing is, interview your life. When you interview your life, you'll find what's been flowing out of you the whole time. And guess what? Then you'll start cultivating the fact of, wow, there are things about me that's part of my identity I didn't realize was there, that has been flowing out of me the whole time. Make a conscious of awareness, folks, of discovering your life and finding out exactly where your flow is and what your flow is saying. And then once you do that, keep that vision alive. How do you keep it alive? Through a conscious state of awareness that now I'm aware of what's been happening to me. Now I'm aware of what's been coming out of me. Now I'm aware of how it touches lives. And now I have a definition and a strategy for that. And then all of a sudden, you'll start to find yourself doing more of the same thing, because it'll start growing. Because God will breathe over it, bring inspiration to you, breathe over it and expand it, and it'll become something powerful. So these are key techniques I would definitely suggest to each one of you today as you're listening to this podcast. Good way to help find where you are internally is to see that same flow of what has been coming out of you. When people tell me, oh, I haven't been doing anything. Sure you have. You've been doing a lot every single day. Because this earth, the Bible says, as long as the earth remains, there'll be seed time and harvest. What that means is this, that every single moment of every single day, there is always a giving and a taking out of you every single moment of your day. It's not just about natural money. It's about the energy that's coming out of you towards other people and what you're receiving back. It's about your kind words, what you're giving and what's coming back to you. It's about how you're treating people. So every moment of every day, there's a give and take. And through that, you have to begin to realize, because of that, I haven't been doing anything. Yes, you have. You've been reaping and sowing all day long and didn't realize you were consciously aware of doing it. So once you step onto the awareness train, then you start being aware of everything that's been happening around you. So don't ever say to yourself, nothing's happening in my world, nothing's going on. Sure it is. Just because you're not aware of something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Just because you're not aware of it doesn't mean it's not happening. It is constantly happening. So I would say, get into that flow. Get into the flow of awareness. Then you're aware of what's been flowing. And then once you get into the flow, definitions will start popping up left and right. That's when the Holy Spirit starts bringing things back to your remembrance. That's when the Holy Spirit starts bringing the instruction, the direction, the definitions to you to say, see, here's what's been happening with you. Here's what's been consistent out of you. Wow, I didn't realize that. Thank you, Lord. And that's when you begin to discover that. So let today's podcast be a blessing to you, and let it be a great journey of discovery. Let it be a beautiful journey, a fun journey of great discovery. You owe it to yourself. And one day you'll turn around and you'll say, wow, you know what? I know my world. The idea for me about Metron, meaning sphere of influence, means this. I am aware of what is influential because I'm the one influencing it. And once that kicks in with you, your life will begin to go higher and further and deeper, because then you know, I don't just have a purpose, I'm doing my purpose, and I'm keeping it alive. Thank you, as always, guys, for joining me today in this podcast. I really want to encourage you, each one of you, go to the website, identitynetwork.net, because I have a dynamic series I just launched out. It's called Advanced Creativity Training Series. Advanced Creativity Training Series. And all you have to do is click on that, and it's a digital download only. I would say download all those 8 or 9 hours that I will teach you points that will help to awaken your creativity, find your creativity, and know how to sustain it. Most people don't know how to sustain it. Most people don't know how to birth a fourth. The good news is this series will teach you both, and then it'll take you further and deeper than you've ever wanted to go in creativity. So go to the homepage of identitynetwork.net, find where it says Advanced Creativity Training Series, or put in the search engine, pull it up, purchase it, download it, and you'll be on the road to living a life that is not just successful, but creative in all things, with family, with friends, with your job, with your money, with success. I want to help get you to a place where creativity is flowing out of you in every single solitary place of your life today. God bless you, and as always, don't forget, if you're not happy with the day you've created today, guess what? You can change that. Recreate it. If you want a day that's going to be pleasing to you and be full of joy, create that day. You have the power and the right from the kingdom of God to do so. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.